Good morning, and Happy New Year. This is January 1, Saturday, and it is 2022 now. But I want to talk to you about 1978, and these talks called Mystical Series of Tapes. These were talks that Herb mailed out to individuals who were on the mailing list, the tape list. He mailed them out to students all over the world. I was not yet aware of them, although I had been to somebody's house and had heard a Herb Fitch tape. It was called Follow Me. In essence, he talked about following your own inner Christ self. And I immediately fell in love with it. And I determined within myself, I am going to meet this man. Now, this was only a few weeks, maybe 2 months, before I was to go up and meet him at Avila Beach. Now listen to what he says in this talk, one of these mystical tape talks. He says, "In just a little under a month, we shall be gathered together in the inn at Avila Beach, there to find our way into the universe of God that lies outside of time." And I found out how to get registered, and I registered for that class. I had a friend, an elderly lady. Remember, I was only 20-something. And I put her in my car, and we went up to Northern California. Now, this tape today, tape number 3-2, if you haven't heard it, please listen carefully. This is one of the most important tapes he has ever made. I know, because I just listened to it for the very first time. I have never heard this tape before. In this tape, he described the experience that Paul had, which was the very same experience I was to have in a few short weeks after his describing it, because it happened to me in Avila Beach. Now he explains how Saul was born again and became Paul. He explains how he lost the awareness of his physical flesh and entered the awareness of his mystical Christ body. And as always, he's eloquent and forceful and inspiring. But I hadn't heard this talk. I heard it for the first time today. Now think about that as you're listening to him describing Paul's experience, because we didn't know each other. I hadn't met him. I had never talked to him. I had only heard, I think, one or two tapes. And up I went. I'm driving from Los Angeles up to Avila Beach in Northern California. And I got there, put the car away, checked in my room, had a meditation, went out to eat, and then I went to the first class with Herb Fitch. And it was inspiring, and it was wonderful, and it was lovely. There was an atmosphere there that you don't feel in very many places, let's put it that way. A spiritual quietness, a spiritual silence when you walked into the room, because these talks always had a 15-minute to a half an hour meditation before the talk began. And so we were to get there early and meditate. Well, I thought it was pretty fine. I really did. And I went back to my hotel room and studied some more and had some more meditation. And eventually Saturday came, and Saturday night. And there was a talk called Healing Outside of Time. And I sat in that class with the eyes closed, listening. I listened with my soul. I know that now. I didn't know that before. I experienced the second baptism, which is a baptism by spirit. And I learned all this listening to today's talk, which he spoke about 3 weeks before the experience happened to me, and I didn't know he spoke it until today. And so I sat there with eyes closed, not knowing what to expect, not expecting anything really, just listening. My whole being was listening. I was a complete state of receptivity. And you know, that's all that's ever required. And so as I sat there, listening, being receptive, I suddenly felt myself lifted up right out of my flesh and into my mystical body. I could say the mystical body, because it's your mystical body too, the Christ body. And I felt myself in it, and another was there with me. Maybe another two were there with me. I could feel them. And in that mystical body, I rested. And it was wonderful. I felt so light, I felt like I could float away. No thoughts, no body sensation, just the infinite mystical body. And I heard Herb say, with that, we'll take a 10-minute break, or 15-minute break, whatever it was. And so I opened my eyes. I was glad he called for a break, because it was so wonderful. I almost found myself giggling in the middle of this class, where everybody was silent. So I got up to go outside and have a cigarette. I was still smoking then, and I went outside and I had a cigarette, and I looked at the hills, and I could feel myself in those hills, and I could feel the hills in my being. The two were one. I was the hills. The hills were I. And I looked out at the ocean. I could feel myself in the Pacific Ocean. I could feel the entire ocean within myself. And then I looked around, and I looked at the buildings. I looked at the telephone poles and the wires, the power cables. And I looked at the cars and the asphalt mailbox. I could feel myself in all of that, even in the cars. I could feel myself in the car inside of myself. Every direction I looked, I felt my infinite mystical body. And like Paul, I was blind to the physical flesh. I looked at people. Next, I looked at people. I looked at their faces, and I could see, I could feel their face on my face. I could see my face on theirs. I could feel myself in everyone, and everyone in myself. One infinite mystical body. And then it was time to return to the class. So I went back to the class. I have no idea what happened with the rest of it. But I went back to my hotel room, And the experience continued. And so I wrote a note in my journal. And I ended it with, I am, God is, I am. And now I know, from listening to Herb all these many years later, that that was the second baptism. That was baptism by the Spirit. And the next day was Sunday, and there was a Sunday morning class, and then individual sessions for that afternoon. And I think I was the next day, but I can't remember. But anyway, I went for my individual session, and I knocked on his door, and I was still in the middle of this experience. And I was on fire with it, like he says Paul was. And he opened the door, and he said, come on in, take a seat. And he sat down, and I said, Herb, I need to tell you that you're not my teacher. I said, I have a teacher, and it's within me, and it's Christ, it's the presence. And he was awesome. He knew exactly what I was talking about. And so all these many years later, what is it, let's see, 79, 80, 40... 43 years later, I hear him describe in this talk, the second part of the third talk, the exact experience as Paul described it. And so I can tell you that it is not just Paul, it's not just Joel, it's not just Jesus or Herb or Bill or Virginia or Bob. It's anyone who can reach that quietness, that stillness, and that silence where there is an absence of self. This then opens the door, your receptivity, and anyone, anywhere, can have the same experience of rebirth, of the second baptism, of finding their own mystical body, infinite mystical body, and I might add, incorporeal. This is the reality of you, and it is what you are on the path to experience. It is what you are headed for, if you haven't already had it. And if you have already had it, you are my brother, my sister. You are myself, and I am you. I and you are not two, but one. Let us begin this new year with the intention of experiencing our own mystical body. And I had no idea when we began all this that these mystical tapes were going to tie in so well with Consciousness Transformed, because these tapes are all about being transformed. And it's amazing. Even the little morning meditations that we send out are in sync with this. The synchronicity of the whole thing has got to be the hand of God, the hand of Spirit, the hand of your own mystical self. I feel I must say that I love you with all my heart, mind, and soul, because I know who you are. Be ye therefore perfect. perfect, infinite, mystical body of Christ.